One of the men said, "Corporal, there's some Germans in this dugout." So I said, "Well, get them out." "Well, Corporal, they won't come out." "Oh, all right, we'll see to that then." And there were two entrances to this dugout, and I placed one man at one entrance, and I said, "Now, anybody who comes out of this entrance, shoot him. And I'll have to go down the other entrance and try to persuade them to come out." So I went down this entrance to the dugout, bayonet fixed. Must admit, I was feeling rather nervous. And I called out, "Anybody there?" The German answered and said, "Yes." I said, "How many?" He said, "Oh, only one or two." "Oh," I said, "there's more than that. And you've got to come out." And they seemed to all start coming out together. I said, "Hold on, one at a time." And I backed up out of the steps of the dugout, leading these Germans in front of me. And there were about 9 of them. And of course, they brought out their money and watches to hand over to us. But we gave them back to them and said, "Well, you might want those yourselves." But we took possession of their helmets, and I handed them round to various men to keep the souvenirs. And then, of course, I took all the notes and documents that they possessed and sent them in to the company commander in his dugout for their perusal, and sent these 9 Germans as prisoners under escort back to